You had your account suspended. It is the worst feeling in the world. Like your stomach drops and you're freaking out. Like, what do I do? What happened? Where's my account? How do I get it back? Ultimately, there are tons of people who get their account suspended for no freaking reason. It makes no sense whatsoever. You cannot figure it out and you just want your account back. If you're tuned in to this episode of Build Your Tribe, it is because you've lost your account, or maybe one of your friends lost their account and you're trying to figure out how to get it back. And in this episode, I'm going to do my best to help you do just that. All right. First of all, you got to make sure that you know why it was your account was suspended. Sometimes we know, we just are very clear, like, oh, I know what it was. I was sending too many of the same messages repeatedly to my customers, even though it might have been something that they were asking for. Instagram might see that as spam. Some other things you can do, which are common violations of community guidelines, are things like posting something that is considered nudity, even though you're like, but I just look nude. I'm not really nude. Like one time I was roller skating and I had on these like peach colored tights, and TikTok flagged that video as being inappropriate and showing nudity. But no, actually I was just wearing peach colored leggings. It might be that you were involved in an Instagram pod, which is known as Instagram podding, like an engagement pod. All of those things, like buying fake followers, fake likes, buying likes, all of those things, anything you're paying with Instagram, for the most part, could be in violation of Instagram's community guidelines, as well as using third-party tools. Unless it is approved by Instagram, you just never know. And then ultimately, there are tons of people who get their accounts suspended for no freaking reason. It makes no sense whatsoever. You cannot figure it out and you just want your account back. So first is like to figure out like what were you doing wrong, if you can figure that out. The second thing you need to do is head over to your email. And if you haven't already, please be sure that you have two-factor authentication on your email account. I can't tell you how many of our students, so myself and my son Brock, we have a Instagram coaching membership. And I can't tell you how many of our students who have not taken this very important first step. We try to drive it into people's heads. You got to do this. You've got to make sure that your email is protected first, because for most people, your Instagram account is associated with your email account. So if someone's been able to hack into your email account, you can be changing your Instagram password, even if you do have two-factor authentication on it, and whoever's in your inbox is seeing you change the password. So first and foremost, make sure before you start fixing things, make sure that everything is secured, right? So you can check out a previous episode of Build Your Tribe where we talk about all the things you need to do to make sure you don't get hacked. I will link to that in our show description. They're really important. I know it's a pain in the butt. I know it's not sexy, but trust me, it could save you tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars someday if you can just make sure that everything is secured. So many things are tied to our email address. All right, so you're going to go into your inbox. You're going to check to see if Instagram sent you an email, because typically they're going to send an email to the account that's associated with the suspension, and they're going to let you know if in fact your account has been suspended. They don't usually tell you why. Isn't that lovely? They just say community violations. Be sure to double check your spam folder and see if you find that there. Once you find that email, then you want to make sure that you take the steps necessary to appeal the suspension, especially if you believe your account was suspended by mistake. This is so important. And I'm going to walk you through two different ways that you can appeal that suspension. All right, first you're going to go to the Instagram login page. Now you should probably do this from a desktop, would be my suggestion, so that you can use your web browser. Then you're going to click on the login page, and where you enter your username and password, if you go there where you would log in, you should see a message saying that your account has been suspended. Now this part is funky. There you'll see two options, learn more or get help. You want to click on get help. Click on that option, and then you'll be directed to a form on the help page. Now, as you go through this option, the first thing you're going to need to do, as always, is prove that you are not a robot. So they'll ask you to click on all the pictures that represent a bus or whatever. Go ahead and go through that process. Once you've proven that you are a human being and not a robot, you do need to use the email account that you originally set up, your Instagram account, okay? Because once you enter that, they're then going to send you a confirmation code to that email. That's why it's also so important that you know that you're the only person who's in your inbox. Otherwise, if you've been hacked, your hacker then gets the code. Once you've entered your email, then you're going to hit the little button that says send code. They're going to ping you a code. This code is usually 6 digits. Sometimes it's 8 digits. And that code is the first step to your recovery. Okay. So you're going to open that up in your Gmail app, find the email from Instagram, copy the code that they've sent you and paste it in. Okay. If for some reason you no longer have access to the email you set up your Instagram account, there are options. Instagram does give you an option to update your email address. But the most important thing is that they're able to send you a recovery code. It's this recovery code that helps them to verify that you are who you are. So when you tap on update email address, you're going to enter in your new email address, or at least the address that you have immediate access to. And then, of course, go to your email, open it up and get the code, enter it into the app. Okay, so it's really helpful if you're doing this on your phone and on a desktop at the same time.
Hey, I know I've been talking about the Insta Club Hub, and I know some of you may have joined the Insta Club Hub in the past, or you may have done a trial with us before, but I wanted to let you know that we've spent the last 10 months and we've spent tens of thousands of dollars making the club brand new. We've renovated, it's a total home makeover for the Insta Club Hub with all new features to make it really streamlined for you to have success on Instagram. One of my favorite new features is as soon as you join, you take an assessment to kind of gauge where you're at on Instagram. And then based off that assessment, we recommend a customized playlist of videos for you to watch in sequential order so you can get to growing faster and you don't have to figure it out on your own. We also just launched the Insta Club Hub directory, which is a private members only directory where you can advertise your services as a social media manager. You can look for someone to hire. You can look for people to collaborate with. You can even search out other people who are in your industry to see what they're doing. So you can find other Insta Clubbers who you can then network with, collaborate with, hype each other up, and even possibly do business together. So the Insta Club Hub is totally redesigned, and it's our goal, like I said, to get you growing on Instagram and get you making money on Instagram in as little time as possible. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial.
It's really helpful if you're doing this on your phone and on a desktop at the same time. After you've entered the code, you'll hit next. Then they'll ask you to provide your mobile phone number, the number that's associated with your account. They'll use your number, your mobile number, and they're going to send you a confirmation code to that number, the number that was connected to your Instagram account. Now, I can tell you personally, sometimes Instagram is very glitchy. So when I lost access to my account, even though I knew the number that it was associated with, and that was a number that we had 2-factor authentication set up on everything. Every single time it sent a code, it said it was sending the code to my number. I never got the code, never. And we happen to have an Instagram account representative that helps us with our ads. Even that person was like, well, let me see if I can get this elevated to a higher level of care. It didn't matter. No matter who I talked to, no one at Instagram could figure it out. They're like, okay, we just sent you the code. I'm like, I'm looking at my phone. There's no code. So eventually what we had to do is reset my Instagram account so that the 2-factor authentication code and the account that's associated with my account went to my husband's phone number. Crazy. Now that is such an unusual situation. And here's why I'm saying it's unusual, because most people don't have an account representative at Instagram who's going to push and elevate that case to a higher level and to have that kind of hands-on help. So that's the bummer thing about Instagram is they need a friggin' 800. Wouldn't you pay like $25 to just make a phone call and actually talk to a person at Instagram? Anyways, I digress. My point is this, when you lose your account, it's so much just like, who do we know? So if you know someone at Instagram, if you know somebody at Facebook, trust me, they get hit up all the time with this kind of thing. You know, it's worth a chance. The one person you don't need to reach out to is me. I love it when you do, but I feel so bad because there's nothing I can do. I get too many inquiries. I get inquiries from celebrities, from people who are huge influencers. People lose their accounts all the time. And again, unfortunately, it's squeaky wheel. So I'm going to give you that little piece of advice. What I'm explaining to you right now on how to process your appeal, you sometimes have to do this repeatedly because they will come back and say the suspension stands or whatever their language is, where they'll say your account is still suspended and just keep appealing and appealing and appealing. We have students inside the Insta Club Hub who have followed this exact process and it took like four times before they finally got their account back. All right. So back to you having the code sent to your phone. And you might be wondering like, okay, so why are they doing that? Well, obviously it's to confirm, it's for your own safety. They are in fact trying to confirm that you have not been hacked. If your account has been hacked and not suspended, I would like to refer you to a previous episode we did here on Build Your Tribe that specifically walks you through the step-by-step process of getting your account back once you've been hacked, which is also just such a nightmare. But again, I will link to that in our description for this episode. But once you go through the process of submitting this information and the codes and they're sending the code to your phone and you make your case for appealing why your account should not be suspended, then it's just a waiting game because they're going to analyze your responses. They're going to see if they can verify if in fact you are the account holder. Then they're going to look and see if you actually were in violation of community guidelines. Usually you'll hear back from Instagram within 24 hours and that email will have your response. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that email tells you you've got your Instagram account back. It doesn't hurt to pray every single day that the Instagram gods are in your favor. Now, the second method that you might use to get your account back requires you going to your browser and then type in on Instagram, Instagram account disabled in the search bar on Instagram. Then you want to click on the second option, which says my Instagram account was deactivated. Below that, you'll see an option that reads send. Click on that and you'll be able to fill out a form and go through the same process of filling in the information about your account, your email that you associated with the Instagram account. And it's the same kind of process. You're going to click send, provide them all of your contact information, and then you wait 24 hours to see if they will take mercy on you and reinitiate or reactivate your account. It's very frustrating. I know it is. And this is all the more reason why we constantly tell people here on Build Your Tribe, look, if your mom and dad are using Instagram just for fun, like to keep up on the family, that's one thing. But if you're using Instagram to monetize, if you're using Instagram to grow your business, to get the word out about your brand, then it's so important that you first have all of the foundational pieces of your business in place. Your website, that you're already building an email list, that the customers and people who are following you on Instagram already know where to reach you so that you could reach them if in fact your account were to be disabled. You could email them and let them know like, hey, my account got disabled. I'm opening up a new account, fresh from scratch. I really hope that you get your account back. It sucks. I've been there. It's the worst feeling in the world. You feel so powerless, so helpless. And again, if you're using Instagram for your business, it's like, well, what am I supposed to do today, right? So be the squeaky wheel. I hope this helps. If it did, please be sure to leave a review. Hey, don't forget to check the description below this episode where I've got links to a couple of those other really important Build Your Tribe episodes. And as always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.